everybody. It's
Talk
me.
Radio.
Everybody, thanks for calling in. It's me, Mambo Jet, and I'm here with my godson, Dylan.
Hey, everyone.
Today, I got you guys on speaker. Watch your hand so you don't cover up the microphone. So if it's a little bit hard to hear me, let me know. But today, we are going to discuss people who are drawn to Haitian voodoo, and they really don't have any connection to it. You know, so I was wondering, you know, why that is. Why that is. And I can tell you, myself personally, some people, you know, they come to voodoo for many different things. Sometimes, you know, it's a problem that makes them seek out voodoo. You know, their husband, you know, they may be losing him to the next woman, or, you know, their child may be acting up. It could be a legal problem. It could be, you know, financial problem. Usually, if people do not have, you know, a grandparent, a great-grandparent, you know, a dishwater cousin, like very, very not really related to you. If nobody in your lineage, in your family, ever served the Loa, what makes you think you can serve my ancestors? And what makes you think my ancestors are going to appear to you in a dream, which is what a lot of people say? Well, you know, the Loa appeared to me in a dream. Why? Why they go to you? You know what I mean? You know, so it's questionable, and it creates a lot of problems. But I can tell you, you know, those are the two main ways there. You know, the spirits may come to you in a dream, and a dream is dependent on interpretation. Interpretation, and your subconscious mind may want something that is, you know, not really for you. Some people, you know, their subconscious mind wants to be another race, or they act another race, they, you know, date another race. That doesn't make you, you know, just like I always say, you know, if you're born in an airport, it doesn't make you an airplane. If you're born in a car, it doesn't make you a garage. Well, you know what I mean. If you're born in a garage, you don't make you a car. So, you know, what is it? Because there are people from all over the world who are attracted to Haitian voodoo, this little itsy-bitsy island, half of an island, you know, not even a whole island, you know what I mean? So what is it? It's a spiritual, you know, magnet that you know, drawing people there. Is it Hollywood, or is it, you know, is it, what is it? You know, some people may be seeking power or through voodoo other than spirituality, because a lot of people who come to me actually have the wrong idea about the spirit, you know, and what they expect from the spirit. So, you know, I want to know, you know, what it is. You know, I have some people who sit up in my group, and I probably need to clean that thing out, because I'm thinking, you know, to myself, you know, number one, they don't talk to me. They don't like anything. I don't see their connection to the spirit. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm asking you, and you don't even have the courtesy to reply to the question. What is it that, and to me it's a valid question. What draws you to my ancestors? You know what I mean? If my son brings home a girl, I'm going to ask her, you know, what are your plans for my son? You know, I need to know this. And there's a Getty song that's sung in the temple that says, you know, if your grandmother or your great-grandmother, your grandfather, great-grandfather didn't have the Loa, where did you get your spirits from? So if nobody in your bloodline had these spirits, where did you get yours from? Because they are handed down. They are handed down, you know, in families and through bloodline. But I'm going to tell you, the biggest way that I see people who have, you know, no connection to Haitian voodoo, when they come to Haitian voodoo, they usually come kind of broken. They usually come kind of broken, and they're looking for a healing. They're looking for a solution. You know, that really, really brings people to Haitian voodoo. They're looking. You understand what I mean, Dylan?
I do.
Yeah, they're looking for something spiritual. You know, and those are the people, you know, I really feel that even if they have no connection to the spirit, that the spirit draws close to them. Just because of the humbleness that they have about themselves, you know, when they do come to the spirit. So, you know, what is it, you know, Dylan, how do you feel? Like when people say, like, you know, why are you interested in, you know, voodoo or something? Because I'm telling you, my godson, he doesn't look like somebody who would have a connection to the spirits or... make sure you're thinking that on the microphone. So who will have a connection to the spirits or anything like that. But I can tell you, because I washed his head, that he does have, you know, certain African spirits with him. He has certain Congo spirits with him. So, you know, you can't really go by looking. You know, if you looked at him, you might think, you know, he's a white man or even a Latino man or something like that. You know, but there are some people who don't have African spirits with them, and they're very, very drawn to voodoo, very drawn to it. What do you think it is? Do you think it's a hold on, I'm going to lose my word. Do you think it's a, something exotic, you know, something different, so, you know, or, you know, they're rebelling against, you know, society?
To some people, it is just, they just want to figure it out, you know. They have this agenda. But I know me personally, I was always drawn to magic, like spiritual things, even as a young child.
Gotcha.
I know, like, when I did come across voodoo, it healed me. I was young. I was maybe about 17 years old, and I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't come from a good family, a fortunate family. I was an angry child. Voodoo did give me peace. Voodoo healed me. The Lord healed me, and I was just working with Papa Legba at that time.
Exactly.
You know, and Papa Legba, he showed me a lot of things. I remember for a whole year, I had an altar just for Papa Legba, and I was in the house. I didn't go many places.
And what people don't realize is that, you know, they can be drawn to certain aspects of voodoo. It doesn't mean that, you know, a Loa controls your head. It could, you know what I mean? Not a Haitian one anyway.
I understand.
Not an African one anyway. You know, there are many types of spirits, and you know, why is it that, you know, only these big, especially ones that were born during the revolutionary time in Haiti? And when I say that, you know, they are in a type of voodoo that is strictly Haitian.
Right.
How is it possible that my ancestor, and when I say ancestor, this is literally my ancestor. There's no doubt in my mind that this person, like, for example, Betty Bookman, walked this earth. There's no proof that Jesus walked this earth. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that this man walked this earth, you know, and when he died, he was deified, and he becomes one of our Loa. So, you know, how is it possible that first of all, you can't talk to my ancestors without my permission. You can't. I'm glad you think you can. but you can't. You know, so, you know, people, I think what's going on in the Jaspawa is that there is a breakdown, which is why the Jaspawa gets so little respect from, you know, in Haiti, they don't look at you the same. They will literally, instead of call you by your name, they will call you, hey, Jaspawa, or, you know, hey, Blanche, which I really take offense to. But it's because there's such a disconnect. There's such a disconnect. You don't even know how your spirits operate. So somebody can come tell you anything, and you accept it. How stupid is that? How stupid is that, you know? How stupid is that? So you need to know, number one, the ways of the Loa, how the Loa operate. And then when somebody comes talking crazy to you, you know your spirits don't operate like that. You know that's not how voodoo is handed down. And you're going to look at them like the fool they are. But, you know, if somebody really, really, really comes with honor and respect, and they come before the Loa and they say, you know, I'm broken, or I need something, I need a healing, I don't think our Loa look at them like, you know, where are you from? Who was your, you know what I mean? They don't look at you like that.
Because I used to, firstly, I used to think that I didn't have any Haitian Loa or anything like that or whatever. But then I found out, like, Azili Dan to walk with me. And we're two different skin colors. You know, people will ask that question, like, how she walk with you, something, but she does. The Zilly Dancer walks with me. I don't know why.
And I can tell you how, because, you know, you have the Cuban blood. You know, you have some African blood in you. You know, most Cubans have at least one African ancestor, and she's an African woman. So, you know, you don't need no DNA test. But somebody washes your head and tells you what kind of spirits are with you.
Exactly. That's a whole nother.
Okay.
Everything.
You don't need no
girl.
DNA test.
I know, like, if someone contacts us, you can feel your angel around that person. Like, you can feel if someone has a Zilly Dan to walk with them, a certain Azili, a Ugu, something like this. You feel some type of connection with people. And they could be African American.
You feel your blood. You feel your blood. You feel your spirits off people. Yes. Yes.
You really do.
Yes, I know.
I want to hear from someone and see what they think. I want to hear someone's opinion.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't want to, I guess, I don't know. I don't think I'd be biting people's heads off.
That would get too nice.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be chewing people out, you know, but I can't understand how people feel like they can come to me and pose all kinds of questions. And when I ask you one question, you get offensive?
Offended and offensive, yes.
You get both.
Right.
You get offended and offensive. Want to cut some person out.
Right.
Want to talk trash when all I ask you, you know, is, you know, how is it possible, you know, that you have these spirits when, you know, nobody in your family ever served and they're handed down, you know? That's a valid question, you know. You want to get nasty and go to cursing and get racist and everything thing else.
And for the person
that
the
necessary.
Question was supposed to, you should want to look into your own ancestry or something and figure
but,
something out.
But not
out.
Only that, don't ever think you're going to walk up on a priest or a priestess and pose a whole bunch of questions and nobody's going to ask you nothing.
Right, exactly.
You better come with honor and respect. And I noticed that a lot of people who are not Haitian, they don't understand the dynamics. You don't understand how if you just sit back in a temple, you know who is important by how people react to them. You don't even have to ever have been in that temple before. You've been that's somebody big because look, you know, and you know, their godchildren, for example, the Mambo, their godchildren are going to kneel down to them. So you know that's somebody big, you know what I mean? Or you know, of some ranking or something. You know, so you sometimes, you know, they wanna talk and they don't wanna listen. You know, it's like praying and meditating. You know, praying is when you speak, meditate is when you listen. Sometimes you need to shut up and just listen, you know? Just listen, just sit back and look. You know, and these are the people, the main ones that get really, really nasty. They're not the people who are broken, who are looking for a healing, who
anything like that. These are the people who just think they know it all. You know what I mean? If you know so damn much, what you coming to me for?
Right, just stay over there. But I do know that if people are broken, Buddha will heal you. The lower will heal you in so many ways. It may be gradually or whatever, but the spirits will really change your life, change you inside and out.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but there is a sector of people that I want to, well, this particular sector of people, he had the cap on. Okay. This particular sector of people that I want to focus on, because, you know, other people, everybody ain't wait for your time, you know. But this particular sector of people that I do want to focus on are the ones who come, broken. You know, they come broken. They're looking for, sometimes, oh my goodness, and Dylan has seen it right along with me. Sometimes they're looking for a physical healing, like in their health. In their health, they have, because I don't know any other word, just the, you know, they believe on the Loa so much, so much. You know, they believe on our spirits so much that our spirits, you know, they're not going to refuse them. They don't refuse them, you know, when they come like that. They, believe me, they don't. I've seen it. You know, I've seen people come, like I said, for medical help like this, you know, for their health. They believe on our traditional medicine so much, you know. I've seen people who have come for curse remove, you know. Sometimes you have to lobby their tet or wash their head or something, you know. Different reasons that I have seen people come, but they've come like looking for an inner peace. They've come looking for inner peace. And you know, they're not the know it all. That's the one I can't stand, the know it all. You know, they come and I have never seen Mama refuse somebody like that, or you know what I mean? I don't care what nationality you are, what background you are, come like that. You know. Yeah, they receive you. You may not even come, you know. You may not know anything about, you know, the code, you know, honor and respect. You may not know anything about it, but you just come, yes, very humble, everything, you know. They say, you know, when you softly or something, it can stop a war, you know. But when somebody is speaking harsh and all this stuff, it can bring a nation down from war, you know. It's just that one little thing, how you want to do this, how you want to speak, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
How do you want to speak? So you have to remember, you know, when you come to somebody for spiritual help or you're looking for peace, you know, if you already know everything, and let me tell you something that I learned, okay? And I'm talking, you know, personally, what I've learned from dealing with older mambos is that they could be what I consider, you know, wrong as heck about something. And I'd never correct them. I might ask them why, or, you know, why do you do it like that? Or why do you, know, and even if I'm taught differently, I don't correct them. Because if you know so damn much, what is you trying to, what is you over here for?
I need my help for, right?
Exactly. And it's disrespectful and every damn thing.
True.
That's that's the number one rule. If you come and asking a question, especially about how do you do something or how do you manifest something or how do you, you know, and then you want to correct somebody, oh, you just done shut down my spirit. For real. You just done shut down my spirit. We is no longer friends. We is no longer friends, for real.
I wonder, too, why so many different people. I can only speak for myself, but I wonder what it is about people who are not Haitian. What draws you to it? What exactly is it?
Mm-hmm. What draws? I know. And you know, oh, somebody is, that was a, you know, they have to call the other number. That's okay. That's okay. Yeah, if you want to speak, you have to go, you have to click on the, what is it, takes you to the blog talk.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said to me that it wasn't working right, which I believe. Somebody on Facebook said to me that it wasn't working correctly. And I want to get to that Facebook question, too, which I believe because I've had a lot of trouble with it. Lot of trouble with the TalkBox website. I'm if anybody knows a better alternative to a TalkBlog radio show than, you know, than the one I'm on, please let me know. Please let me know. You see here I'm in. But no. Let me shoot me out. Let's shoot me right back. Oh nope. Okay. If anybody knows a better alternative, let me know. Oh, Lord, didn't change my picture up here. I didn't even know that happened, Lord. I was playing around with it, but it didn't accept it. I tell you, apparently it did.
I know, like, just in voodoo alone, there's so many things that's strictly voodoo that pertains to nothing but healing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just like baths.
Yeah, I'm too busy, you know, worried about the wrong people because you know, I make it my business to learn how to do, like, healing powders, which, you know, can bring people physical healing. And I know that the Loa can give you, you know, can give you, oh, my little dog is on the keypad. Lord, I'm going to hurt her. There's a lot of things, like you said, like baths, you know, to wash somebody's head, removing negativity too.
Mm-hmm.
Even having the spirit placed in something for somebody.
Protection.
Yeah, in a necklace for protection, placed in something, you know, so healing for people. People need it. People need it. You know, and a lot of people, they come to the spirits and they just come for peace. They're looking for some type of peace, you know. I really feel like anybody with a basic education knows, you know, something that's not right when they look at it. So, you know, they, you know, most people are starting, especially in the African Jaspawa or diaspora, as they say, you know, are starting to you know, move away from the Bible, you know. They're starting to stop ignoring things because There's scripture in there, if you want to call it scripture, that says, you know, slaves obey your masters like you obey God, you know, and just stuff, you know, that people, just ridiculousness. It's like, how can you be okay with that? How can you be okay with that? Can you be okay with slavery, you know?
Exactly.
And then they're not okay with the slave. A lot of people are upset about Harriet Tubman being on that $20 bill.
Yeah, they are very upset.
They're going to have to get over it.
I know, that's right.
Because, you know, you don't have no problem with the brutalization and the rape and the murder. You have no problem with what the white man did, but you got a problem with the slave? What's wrong with you? Your mind is twisted because that Bible has taught you that you came from a man's rib. And it's not possible, you know, that man came from the woman's vagina. Use your common sense. A lot of people don't have common sense, and they will write up on my wall.
A lot of people are just following.
Hold on.
Believe.
They will write up on my wall, I like the way you explain things. I like the way you tell people, you know, something. I like the way you speak. Okay, because the way I speak is common sense. And a lot of people, believe it or not, don't think with basic common sense. They don't think with basic common sense. You know, the Egyptians, they recorded everything. If the Hebrews had built the pyramids, they would have a little sketch of a Hebrew with a brick, a bucket of water, a shovel, a broom, something. Why didn't they record nothing about no Hebrew slaves?
I mean, it's just as simple as...
But not just that. There was no Hebrew DNA found when they dug up graveyards. There were no Hebrew graveyards. There were no Hebrew DNA found for slaves that were buried with the Pharaoh to go to the next world. Because the book of Exodus is a lie. It's a lie. It never happened. Science has proven it never happened. But, you know, people have to step over this malarkey, and they've come back to the original. They don't come back to the original. You know, they come back to voodoo. Because even science proves, you know, that things that we do, certain ligaments and things, they prove that scientifically this is why voodoo can work, is math and science. Voodoo is science. The Bible is a fairy tale. You need to burn that damn thing. You need to burn that damn thing. Stop trying to make it history. Stop trying to make it science. It's not. You know? So when people are looking for something, you know, they will try that Bible first, and they still feel empty. They're still hungry.
That's partially of what draws people to voodoo. People are searching for something. It's
okay.
An empty cup. It's like a void. There's something there that has to be filled.
It is.
And voodoo will fill you all the way up.
Yes.
It really will.
Yes.
I mean, voodoo
you
is
will
your...
never be full. You will never, like, be like you're always hungry something, you know, when you are trying to piece that Bible together, and it doesn't make sense, you know. But with voodoo, you can always come eat. You can always come eat, you know, and you're not going to run out. You know, you're not going to run out. You know, you can always come over here and quench your thirst, you know.
Exactly.
You know, even in the church, the prophecy is gone. I have so many people, when they want to hear from the Spirit, they have to come to me. You know, if you're a Christian, where's your prophet in the church? They're supposed to see, like the spirits see, past, present, and future, at the same damn time.
Exactly.
But it's gone out the church.
It is.
Dry as a bone in some churches. You can forget about prophecy because they ain't even got a beat. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Oh my God! Now don't get us wrong, because you know, like the Haitian church, the Jamaican church, they're popping. The Spirit is there because you know they're still serving God.
Exactly.
So you know, sometimes we got to do some of our mystic things. We go up in the church and do it, you know, because there is a lot of power there.
Church.
We go up in the church. Sometimes you need to draw some power. You go up in the church because people are praising God. Now we believe in God. I don't say I believe in Jesus. But I believe in God. You know, we serve the Lord after God.
Absolutely.
Let me see. I'm going to let you speak so I can get a cigar. And I ate my sweet. Lord, we ain't even sprinkled the rum, the alcohol here. Hold on.
This is Franklin.
I mean, we be having technical difficulties
on
this
day. We made it work.
We had a damn fire the first damn show almost. Kitchen smoked up. Lord, now this one, technical difficulties.
That's all right. We made it happen. We made it happen, honey.
This don't make no sense. There you go, baby.
I wonder what... I do. I really do. I want to hear people's opinions. I know.
Ain't nobody got no opinion.
Every time.
We got an opinion about every damn thing else. Everybody else is a critic. But you want to talk about, you know, how why you come to voodoo. Don't you know why you come?
Don't you know why you come? Exactly. I know that's right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Excuse my English.
They understand what we're saying.
Nah, it sound bad when you played it back for me, though.
I'm more country than you.
You got a country twang on it too, but yes, I mean, do you know why you come to the Loa? Because let me tell you, don't get it twisted. You are coming to them, most of you. You try to act like they seek you out. They try to act like they're not in the bloodline, but the spirits are seeking them out.
I never looked at it that way.
Y'all don't know how crazy y'all sound, the Haitian people.
Act like that.
Oh, sorry. We not got the puffin. We gonna have to let some air in because my little dog cannot take the smoke. All right. Yeah, ain't nobody got no opinion on this though.
They will.
Oh no, they don't.
I want some good feedback.
Let me tell you something. You know why Facebook don't take down negativity when people be making all these fake accounts and stuff like that?
Hold on. People love it.
They love messy stuff.
People love mess.
They can throw an ad up there.
Love negativity. Love shit. People love to have stuff stirred up.
But you go to talking about peace.
Or something positive. Or something.
And ain't nobody got no opinion.
They even get mad with you when you start speaking the truth.
Yeah. They ain't got no opinion about that. All right, let me go to Facebook and see what the question was. Hold on, Lord. Somebody had posed a question. I guess I should have been took his question. Lord, y'all probably, what's wrong with her? She's talking and won't take the man's question. Let me see. I told the person to, since nobody don't want to call in and ask one, y'all want to sneak around and email them.
They might be shy.
They might be shy. They might be the police. Let me stop it. Lord, I don't know what y'all hiding for. Okay. You can call if you white, too. That's all right. You ain't got to be Haitian. Hold on, let me get to my message.
We love everybody, for real.
Okay, where are my messages? Here we go. Okay, here we go. Okay, this person is working. So they, you know, I said, well, email me your question. You know, I'm going to address it anyway. Okay, this person wanted me to address my thought on people like them, the person who's posing the question, who have no knowledge of any Haitian blood in their family and find themselves inexplicably drawn to the Loa. Now, I like the way he posed his question. I like the way he put it. He is drawn to the Loa. He is drawn to the Loa. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He is drawn to the Loa.
But a lot of the Loa, a lot of the spirits are ancient.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before they were
never people. They were always a spirit.
I mean, and that, like, you see people. You don't know people. Sometimes you see somebody, just like my godmom explained about me, they don't look spiritual or nothing. Honey, they may have a mommy water, a water spirit with them, something like that. I mean,
and I'm going to tell you, and I don't call people's names, I don't call people out, but there was a white lady who I did a reading for, and she had ancient water spirits with her like that. I mean, ancient, like this spirit was never, ever a person. It's not like they're my ancestor deified.
Mm-hmm.
They had ancient water spirits with them, you know, like African. You know, because these spirits are, some of them are so old, you know, so old. You know, people just, they just don't know.
They don't. You won't find none of that in the Bible.
But, you know, it's a touchy subject when you start to get into people's personal bloodline. you know, exactly, as far as ancestor worship when it comes to Haiti. You know, and a lot of people may not realize that they're being disrespectful.
They need to realize
that this is that there are different types of deities. And that some deities are blood ancestors that were deified.
Actually,
and why are they showing up to you?
In Haitian voodoo. That's a big thing in Haitian voodoo.
Yes.
Some people can trace the lower cousin. I mean, so many lower strictly in their bloodline.
Some people can trace certain lower directly to their family. Directly to their family. You know, they got people who serve them. They have a habitattache. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, they have every right to question a person.
So you're saying they done left the habitattache to look for you like, I ain't enough? Are you crazy? And then, you know, you can't even talk to my ancestors without me. They ain't said nothing about you.
For real, if
somebody knock on my door and tell me that my son's wife, I'm going to say, look, where'd you come from? You ain't ever made no noise. We ain't never seen you at no barbecue. You know what I mean? Where you come from? Somebody gonna look at you crazy. And then you think you're gonna talk like that to people and they just gonna say, okay.
Mm-mm.
You talk to me like a fool, I'm gonna answer you like a fool.
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute, we got a caller. I know y'all sick of me. Now, be nice. But, you know, if I can dish it out, you know what?
I can take it.
You ain't got to agree with me. You ain't got to agree with me. You don't have to agree with me. I'll let you handle it, Dylan, because you know me. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, area code 818. You're live.
Hi.
Can you tell me about... Hi, who's thinking, love?
My name is Brittany.
Okay, Brittany.
How are you, love?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you know anything but maybe you do. I don't know. I'm actually going to New Orleans this coming weekend, and I have like past lives there, I know for sure. And I was trying to get in touch with this voodoo spiritual temple there. Do you know about anything in regards to that in New Orleans?
I don't. You know, Haitian voodoo is not New Orleans voodoo.
Okay.
It's like a different, it's totally different. You know.
What's the difference?
You know, I can only speak from the Haitian perspective because I'm Haitian, but I can tell you that Haitian people don't even look at New Orleans voodoo the same.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the way that they do things is not the way that we do things.
Okay.
The way that they serve is very, very different. It's very, very watered down. You know, to me, you know, I like to have the spirit. If somebody is going to call the spirit, let it announce you. Let the spirit come, you know, bless somebody, come speak to somebody, come do something. Their ceremonies, you can go the whole ceremony and the spirit don't mount nobody. What's that for? Just the party?
Okay.
You know, just the party?
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
It's a costume party. And with us, everything is about the spirit.
Yes.
It's not
yes.
a party. No, you can even come, you know, just you know, whatever you have, and the spirit can still mount you. The spirit can still speak to you. Can still use you. Somebody can spend thousands to dress up, and the spirit don't mount you. I don't see the point.
Okay, so it's just like they're
if
practicing
the
for
what a ceremony. If the spirit don't come and heal somebody or do something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And I have a question, too. Do you know anything about the seven African powers like Oshun and Yemaya? Because I feel like I'm connected
to
them.
I really do. Because, You know, I also study, you know, Ifa. I only got one Orisha. It's pitiful. I got one Orisha, but I'll be working at one Orisha. I got issue.
Okay.
That's so soon. Those are
No.
The Orisha, like Oshun is an Orisha.
I understand. Yeah, you got to speak in complete sentences for me. Yes, what he's saying is that the deities that you called off, like Oshun and stuff, these are Orisha. We are dealing with Loa. But what you have to realize is that, you know, a lot of our not a lot, except for the ones that were birthed here in Haiti, like the Petro stuff, you know, that they come out of Africa. They come out of the Orisha, like Kuzan Zaka, that's Osun, you know?
Okay.
So of course I know about them. But, you know,
okay.
This program is about healing,
the
you know. Like, can I ask you, do you have a background in because, you know, you asked me a question, Mash, do you have a background in voodoo?
No, well, I think I had in past lives. That's why I'm so interested and so connected to it. Like, I've done research and I'm studying. I mean, I don't have anybody in particular that I can call in regards to it, but I'm just so interested in it.
You know what? That's what it is. So what is it? Can I ask you, what is it that drew you to them?
I started meditating. And, like, all these different spiritual phenomena have happened to me. Like, my third eye opened. I started having these dreams. Like, a little girl came to me and told me that I was a witch. Like, all this stuff is happening to me. So I think I'm opening up spiritually, and that is
love. Can I tell you something? Once we have a taste of the invisible world and we know it exists, we're never the same. It could just be for 1 second. But once you have a taste of the invisible world and you know that world exists, you can't go back.
I've seen so much for the past. I started in 2009. And up until this point, it has opened me up. And I don't feel this like the same person. I feel like I'm really evolving and growing and learning so much.
Yes.
But yeah,
so,
I feel like I'm a natural healer and I am connected to the elements. But I don't know, it's something about like voodoo that I was interested in. That's why I decided to call you, because you sounded so interesting.
And you know, you need to be careful too, because like I know, like in New Orleans, they do a lot of mixing and blending. That's the difference between Haitian voodoo. Okay, let me explain.
Okay.
They do a lot of, they will blend the Orisha, they will blend some of our Haitian Loa, they will blend some hoodoo, they will blend some
everything.
Some Buddha. Yeah. I've seen it.
Okay.
And call it voodoo.
You
know, they're grounded in nothing. When you hop around and take a look. See, but Haitian voodoo was born of different Africans being put, you know, in Haiti together, and they took the best part, they took the powerful part of their voodoo from maybe the Congo, or from, you know, Ghana, or from, you know, Yoruba, and they put it together.
Okay.
And this is made Haitian voodoo.
Do you know of anybody that I could, like, talk to out here?
Where are you at?
I'm in California.
I know people in Florida who are very, very good. But not in California. I've never even been to the West Coast, love. But I'm going to tell you, you're lucky, because I have a lot of people who contact me from the West Coast. And I tell you, if I lived out there, I feel like I'd be so happy, because they are on such a high vibrational level.
Yes.
They love herbs. They love, you know, the spirituality is just so high, the vibration of California people, you know, oh, my goodness, the meditation, the herbs, the everything. I said, man, I'd be in heaven out there.
I love it so much. And that's another thing. I've been getting into herbs. Like, it's so much. I can't even describe it to you. But I get, like, dreams and, like, stuff comes to me. It's, I don't know even I don't even know, like, if I can talk to somebody and find out, like, what all this stuff means.
You know, I do spiritual readings. I don't post my link because I pick and choose. So I don't post my link. But I do spiritual readings, and you can contact me, like, through Facebook or something, and I'll send you the link. I also have a website that is just Racine or herbs.
Okay.
From, you know, Haiti and Jamaica, from the islands.
Oh, so you get them directly from the islands.
Yes, they're I've seen some of them grow in Florida, but they don't get to the mature level like they do in Haiti.
Okay.
Yeah, because
does
people consider
the potency when you say it doesn't get to mature level?
Yes, they're a lot more potent.
Okay.
Yes. If you leave them alone and you let them get big, oh yeah. When you take it, you know it. I have people who have left testimonies on that website, and the website is on Etsy, so, you know, it's not like I'm writing my own, you know, reviews, because you have to, you know, have purchased something to write it, and they will tell you, when they take these herbs, they feel it.
What's the website on Etsy?
Yeah, if you message me on Facebook, I'll send you the link, my love.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. I shall.
You would learn so much just by reading, you know, that.
Okay. Yay, I'm excited.
Just by going and reading it.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're very, very welcome. So, you know, I wish you a lot of healing, a lot of peace on this path.
Yes.
Because this path has definitely brought me a lot of peace. It's healed a lot of pain, and I teach my children, you know, when you have a problem, turn to the spirits.
Yes, that's so true. So true. Thank you so much. I wish you the same. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Brittany.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, let me figure out how to hang up. It's a terrible thing. I think I might have just disconnected her. Oh, my Lord. Or I think they have to push to be on queue. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can disconnect them or whatever. I don't know. I got to learn how to work this studio. We're going to have to – I want to get just off topic for a minute, because we're down to, like, the last 10 minutes. But I want to get to where I have a program every Saturday at, what, 4 o'clock, was it?
And I wonder what do the people want to hear about? What are some of your questions?
They be questioning me. Don't you ain't never gonna have to force them to sneak around and question me. All I gotta do is go in my Facebook. They will do that.
Mm.
They will sneak around and question you, but you know they don't want to conversate. It's like, you know.
That's suspect when people act.
I know. I ain't got time. But but like I was saying, I want to get to a point where we have a show every week on Saturday evenings, like around 4 or 5. I also need to learn how to work the studio. So we need to throw a couple, maybe 30-minute shows in there or hour shows until I learn how to work the studio, you know, until I learn how to work it correctly. And then, you know, then we can just go ahead to our weekly program. Okay, we got somebody here, and they come on here, area code 434. Oh, about to hang up on them. See what I mean?
Hey, it's me. Hello?
Oh, hi. Hey, love.
Hello, it's me, Aaron. I've been listening to the show.
Name.
Hello. Yeah, it's been okay. Do you want me to ask a question or anything?
Well, I want to know because I know you personally, but the callers don't know you. Like you know, you don't really have a family history, is maybe the correct way to put it, in voodoo. But you're very, very drawn to spirituality, whether it's the, you know, the Rastafarian the Haitian voodoo. You're searching for something spiritual. I want to know, like, what's drawing you to the spirit?
Well, you all talked about religion, like Christianity earlier, and I wasn't early in life drawn towards that. I thought it was BS. And I actually fell into it. Eventually, I got kind of spiritual, and I went to church a while. I still have a Bible. You know, I don't read it. I also have a Quran. I don't read these books and all at all. Anyway, I like spirituality, and I've been interested. I like voodoo, what little I know about it. There's not a lot to find that you can read about it. And anyways, I've just always liked Africa a lot. I don't know much about Haitian voodoo. Why am I interested? I like Africa, that's why.
Yeah. Yes.
I trust it more. I really trust it more than I never trusted the other religions. I don't know. I just don't trust them. They're kind of crazy.
And this person who is speaking, he's like a white American person. So don't think I got like all my revolutionary people to call in, you know. But I find that through not just white American people or whoever, I find, and I'm gonna tell you something, and I know they're gonna get mad with me, Dylan, but I find that white American people believe on voodoo more than Black American people and Haitian people who are Christian, who come to the States. Once they come to the States, they feel like they don't need the law no more, something, I don't know. But they believe on the spirit so much. You know, it's you can feel it. You can feel their love for the spirits. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this young man here, I feel this young man here has traveled around the world. And I can relate to him because my love for this can be, you know, to different countries too. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
That search for you know, for something. Do you feel like something's missing, or you just haven't found it, or?
Yeah, I'm one of those people. I need healing. And like physical healing, emotional, spiritual. So I don't know where I can find it. I might be able to get it through voodoo.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You most certainly can.
Yes. Because I'm probably I don't know where I'd be without the spirit. I don't know where I'd be without the spirits. You know, sometimes when the spirits want to claim your life and have you serve them, they will make you so confused. They will. They will make you so confused and trouble your life until you do your responsibility. When you have a responsibility to the spirits, they will start closing doors. They will, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you don't want to stay like that, you need to try to go to them. Yes. Yes, yes. See, and it's amazing, like people of all races, they feel that they want to reconnect, and they want to reconnect with Africa, you know?
Mm-hmm. People know.
They know.
I feel it.
That's the original. That's the original, my love. That's the original. Now, you said that you've served, like, other paths before. Like, you have the Quran and you have the Bible and things like that?
Yeah. I do. Yeah, they're kind of similar. I mean, just like
God. You know what? I thought that too. I thought the Bible and I thought that the Quran, that they basically are the same. That's the way that I felt. Oh, excuse me.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
No. I felt that they were basically the same. So I totally understand what you're saying. When you read them, you know, there's a lot of similarity there.
Yeah.
What's the difference in the spirituality than in the religion that you feel?
In Islam, the people, we believe in just God, and that God isn't like a person, that he's not like, he was never incarnated as a human being. So that's how Islam is, I believe, at least like Middle Eastern Islam. And Christianity is different. We believe in a Trinity. We believe in Jesus and the Father God and the Holy Spirit. That's what they believe in. And
I'm a Rastafarian. The child, which makes more sense.
What?
I said the African Trinity is the man, woman, and the child, which makes more sense than, you know,
that's what,
two men and spirit.
True. Yeah, my mother told me that. She said that's the real Trinity. I learned that she's actually a Catholic. She's a Catholic, but she kind of got her own. She came to her own conclusion
about Catholic people in Haiti. There's not much difference between serving the saints and serving the Loa. No. There really isn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very, very close.
I think. Yeah, like me, I don't know the Loa, and I haven't read about them. I've heard some names, but I believe in other people. Like I know, the whole thing about Jesus is actually kind of confusing for me to this day. Like, I mean, I like believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in the Bible, Jesus. I'm not like a Christian, because I don't say like this is true and this is a true story. I believe in Jesus, but I don't know, and I don't believe about, I don't know. It's more like just a person or a spirit. So I think that's a Loa, at least for me, that's a Loa is Jesus, but maybe he's like one of the few that I know. And then also I know of Haile Selassie, he definitely was a real person. He was a person. His name's Haile Selassie. He's not alive now, but he's a Loa or something, because a lot of people, many, many people believe in him, like call him God, like the Rastafarians do. Yeah. And, yeah. So it's kind of funny. And then there's like other Loa too, like Mother Mary and stuff. But this is also Christianity and stories and stuff. We don't know the real history.
Loa, but I understand what he's saying. Yeah, they're deified. They're exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I totally understand. So like Christians, they believe like their way is the only way, and any other way leads to, you know, so-called hell. And I think people who serve the Loa, we have a respect for other people. You know, we have a respect for other people, how they serve, because we know, okay, these are our spirits. And we have respect for your spirit,
right?
Whatever you call them, whatever their name, you may call them Jesus or whatever, you know, that don't bother me a bit, but that's not, you know, a spirit that I serve.
It's just, you need a level of respect for the spirit, period.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
a lot of spirit.
We have about 10 seconds, but thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Bye.
Uh-huh. All right, bye-bye.
But I wanted to say, you know, in my last 5 seconds, you know, just peace and love and honor and respect. It goes a long way.
Cool. That went nice. You don't mind talking.